to you all, and I'd like to present our statesman and spokesperson for the human soul, Ibrahim W. Dean Muhammad.
Allahu Akbar. Peace be unto you, all of you. Assalamu alaikum. To our radio listening audience, we are very pleased that we are able to be present here today for this live broadcast. The theme or topic is the meeting of science and religion is occurring to dispel myths. I remember my father being given a tape. I was put out of the Nation of Islam. That's what we called it, put out of the temple. Back then we say, oh, he was put out of the temple. For questioning the idea of God that we all were identified with. And I had been already put out once, and they heard me in an interview, that is, some of the believers of the temple heard me on radio being interviewed by African-American sister, Christian sister. And she was just asking me what kind of concerns I had. And I told her that I was writing, that I've said to her, I am writing a book. And she said, yes, tell me what it's about. I said, it was about the burden of myth on the American people. And believe me, that audience, I'm sure, didn't respond like my father responded. When they played that tape in his presence, in fact, he wouldn't hear it until I was present. I was present on a Sunday, as we normally would go from the temple or go from wherever we were to the house of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad with staff people to hear the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's comments at the table to officials, his staff, and other matters that he thought were he should bring to our attention at the dinner table. And he said, after we got through with the meal, just about finished with everything, I think coffee was being served, he said, son, speaking to me, we want to play that tape. And I never get scared, because I don't intentionally do any wrong. And if I haven't intentionally done anything wrong, what should I fear? Nothing. So anyway, the consequences, whether good or bad, will be good for me. If I have done good and not guilty, and I'm a good person, then God loves me and I love him, I have nothing to fear. So anyway, that means if you throw me in the fire is good for me. If that's what God wants, the fire will be good for me. Okay, so he said, play that tape. my nephew and the grandson of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was a very faithful servant for my father in his older years, aging and having some sicknesses. He was very helpful. He was always like a male nurse on hand to help my father. So he was the one that my father told to get that tape. He said, play that tape. The Supreme Captain was there. Assistant Captain, Supreme Captain, the regular staff, house office staff was there, those secretaries that worked directly with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, And he put the tape on, and my mother was there. She was sitting. She was always there at the table. So she's sitting like at the far end of the table. And they played the tape, and my father heard the tape about myths being the burden on the American people. A mythological gods, for my exact expression. I said mythological gods is the burden, pardon me, on the American people. So, at one point, now he had been sickly, and everybody's thinking, let's go easy with him. He's been sick and everything. And he wasn't acting sickly. He was talking and showing strength. He looked like he was strong, health-wise. And I think he was in it better, enjoying his better days at that particular time. So anyway, at one point, he stands up. And stands up better than I can stand up right now, because I got this back giving me a little problem. So he stands up at the table. He said, "My son got it." His exact words. "My son got it." And I'm wondering what he's talking about. Because I wonder, what has impressed you so much that you say, "I got it"? It took me some time to understand what he said. Because I thought it was just conversation, and certainly it was conversation in deep water, mythological gods, I knew it wasn't a play pool for children, but it was deep water. I knew that much. So anyway, he looked at my mother while still standing, and she was sitting and smiling. He said, "Clara, isn't this what we wanted?" And she smiled and she nodded her head like this. Yes. So what I'm coming to you today with is really a continuation of that interest I had to inquire into the culture, nature of our culture, and see where it came from and what it's made of and where the problem is. So anyway, let me continue now. We are hearing on the news and educational materials or publications, regular magazines, the magazines that come out like Life, Times, and Newsweek and other magazines. We are hearing in many areas now of news and media, we are hearing about the coming together of science and religion. Religion and science is being recognized now as not being against each other, but actually belonging to each other. With this occurrence, myths are being dispelled. That we couldn't understand before in the culture, tied either myth or tied directly to myth, now being uncovered, now being understood. Gradually, for most of us, we're not even familiar with what's going on, because we are not situated in society to be in touch with such occurrences or such happenings. These things pass by the great majority of the people, even a great majority of the educated people. It passed by them. But that is exactly what is happening, the meeting of science and religion, where religion is beginning to express its scientific composition or its scientific design. And certainly it is spiritual, but The spiritual has to be established. And the spiritual cannot be established unless it is established through the spiritual. Through the material. Through the material. For God made Adam, and he was existing according to Genesis already. We made him for a second time. And when he made him for the second time, he gave him a mate, a female mate, so he would bear children on earth and have a future on earth. And he couldn't do that without utilizing the material reality. So God told him that he made all the things that had been formed by God or created by God to be of use and utility for Adam and the future of human beings on this planet Earth, descendants of Adam. The word black, as given in Islam, should be understood by Muslims, especially in America, where white and black have become troubling language. And it has been going on now for about over 300 years, well over 300 years. And even after gaining civil rights, full rights of citizenship, civil rights and full rights of citizenship, this problem continues. White and black. White and black. Obviously, we are not using this language correctly. We are doing it unintentionally or intentionally. We are not using this language that identifies one people as white and other people as black, and the other as black. The word black is given in Islam. We're going to be discussing that, or trying to understand that. The Nation of Islam's temples in North America, and I'm using this language because all of this has a lot to do with the Nation of Islam presence in the United States of America. The Nation of Islam temples in North America, using the language, exact language that was used back then, influenced many who were identifying as Negroes and colored people to change to identify themselves as black, or black people. The dictionary meaning for the term black will connect with science, religion, and also with informal language. However, we cannot go to the dictionary and find the explanation in religion for the term black. It is felt that since the term black was made popular in America by the religious following of Elijah Poole Muhammad, I said that to recognize his family roots. Do you know his name was Poole? Raise your hand if you know his name. Oh, practically all of you. 97 and 7/10 of you know. All right. We have an obligation to acquaint ourselves with the meaning for Islam and to publish the meaning in North America, where the term black gained popularity because of the teaching and work of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Islam, the religion of humanity. Islam is the religion of the black man. That's what we were taught as members of the Nation of Islam by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the student of Professor Farad, the one he called God or Allah in the person. It is important that we not condemn before studying Farrar's language and researching this word black. A quick look at what is understood to be Islam throughout the world is what we have to recognize. And when we recognize that, we see that as far as a definition of what is Islam, the nation of Islam and the world community of Muslims were at odds and further apart than church is from the Islam that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad presented. We were closer to the church as religious people than we were to true Islam, or the Islam as practiced throughout the world by Muslims. There are reasons for that. Don't forget, I said, don't be quick to condemn. So we want to have a quick look at what is understood to be Islam throughout the world. We want to examine what some religionists have used to justify white supremacy. Hints of racism in religious myth. The deity of Rama, Noah's three sons. In the Far East, Rama has influenced the way Far Easterners look at us. In America, the story of the three sons of Noah has influenced the way the white church, looks at us. Islam definition for the term black as applied in religion. Let's look at that seriously. The Browning of America. This caption appeared some time ago on the cover of Ebony magazine. During the campaign for the office of president of these United States, CNN special Black America has gone out to millions in this country and overseas. One would think this special is supporting two Americas, one black, one white. Black America suggests, it says that these people who are the same race as Obama, they represent one America. And obviously, the conclusion is the whites represent the other. Being that Obama identified as a black man, he identifies as a black man, and he's identified as a black man by CNN and the media and the American people. This black man is conducting the most impressive campaign ever by Democrats or Republicans. So being that Obama is identified by the media as a black man and is in that particular picture as a one campaigning for the office of President of the United States, the wording chosen by this CNN special could be saying something about the nature of the American people. At this point, we would like to address the American people as a people of faith in Allah and as liberators of humanity. Now, we know the ugly America, but what I'm addressing now is America the Beautiful.
If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive it in its entirety, you may call 708-862-7733 or visit wdmpublications.com. Ask for catalog number. For more on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, call 708-798-6750 or write Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, P.O. Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.